Welcome to the Full Amount Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:10 Irish Summer Time. Today is June 6th, and this has been a hair-raising day for anyone long of international stock markets. The day started off pretty quietly in Asia, where you had a number of markets only up or down very marginally on the day. I suppose the two that really sort of hit the headlines were India, because the Nifty posted a key day reversal 2 days ago. Didn't have any follow through yesterday, but it certainly had some follow through today, so marking a high of near term significance and in line with other stock markets, as you will see from a number of the charts I posted in comment of the day today. We've had European markets pull back heavily. Interestingly as well, in Australia, you had an upside failure on Monday, where the index failed to maintain its break above 6,400, has pulled back into the range, and is more than likely at least going to test the bottom of the range around 6,200, but could easily fall through that in line with what the kind of action that we've seen in a number of markets today in Europe. Now, looking at Europe, the FTSE is down 1.66%, the CAC down the same, DAX down 2.4%, Spain down 2.52%, the S&P MIB, which has been the laggard, down 1.45%. So those are reasonably large moves, but importantly, they are larger moves than we've seen previously in the uptrend since the middle of March. In a number of cases, they've broken the progression of higher lows. And since some of those markets had been losing momentum over the last couple of days, it does point towards a highs of at least near-term significance, possibly medium-term significance. What the trading over the next couple of days will certainly confirm whether that is the case or not. What we do know is that government bond yields have been rising, probably not to levels that are panic-inducing, but rising government bond yields while tailwind at the beginning of the move increasingly become a headwind as people start to think about cashing in on equities and guaranteeing a return from bonds. Oil prices, while they haven't been pushing up significantly, are still reasonably high. So the main issue here is that those big storm clouds out there pointing towards very big corrections aren't at panic-inducing levels. What is a worry is that a number of markets have become overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages and had been losing momentum, indicating that buying just was not strong enough up around these levels, and we may see some correction or reaction and consolidation. If markets come down a bit and range from here, that will allow the moving averages to catch up and will support advances later on this year. But we're anticipating this to be more of a medium-term correction or reaction rather than a recessionary type environment. And this really, we're really only looking for a correction in this area. Looking at the US, you have a very similar story, but not quite as pronounced. Dow Jones currently down 132, the FTSE's down 15, and the Nasdaq's down 29. So down the S&P down less than 1%, and the Nasdaq down just over 1%. You don't have that same break of trend that you saw in a number of the European markets. What you do see is that Wall Street is losing momentum. And it wouldn't be too surprising, given the background of what we've seen in other global markets, to see that progression of higher lows get taken out. And to really offset potential for that to happen, these indices need to move on to make new highs. Now, looking at some of the other markets, because treasuries haven't done very much at all today. The 30-year is down 4, the 10-year is up 2. Gilts are up 30 points at 105.30, and bunds are up 27 points at 111.74. Although these aren't very large moves, and over the last couple of days we've seen a little bit of steadying in the government bond prices, but you'd need an upward dynamic really to offset scope for further downside here. These are quite pronounced downtrends, and really it really would take an upward dynamic to take some of the steam out of the downside here. Looking at some of the The metal markets. Silver's down 10 today, gold down 172, palladium up 190, and platinum is relatively unchanged on the day. So they've been a little bit affected by what's happened in the stock market, but not to any great extent. I think the main issue here is that, particularly with those precious metals, they've advanced quite a lot over the last week, and it's not particularly surprising to see them pause a little bit around current levels before, I think at least, before moving on to challenge the highs and perhaps make new highs. But there has been absolutely no evidence over today's trading to question that outlook. The industrial metals. Nickel is down 700 points. It's at 45,500. Again, 45,000 has been a big round number there for nickel, as it ranges around underneath that 50,000. Copper at 340 right now. It's down 395. So that's continuing to range around down here, and really would need to sustain a move above sort of 360 to really tell us that it's bounced in this area. Lead, which has been relatively strong over the last couple of weeks, down a little bit in here today, but still up at 2,300, well above that consolidation around the 2,000 mark. The grains, corn currently down 4.25 at 376, so continuing to consolidate under that 400 level, and certainly hasn't broken below 350, which I think has turned into a bit of a psychological level on the in the support area. And soybeans, which has been remarkably strong over the last couple of days, down 7.75 today at 820 and three quarters. So we're seeing a little bit of selling pressure in the grain markets, but outside of corn, those other three grains have really performed very well on the upside. So a little bit of breathing room is, or a little bit of time to take a breath in those markets is, again, not particularly surprising. Looking at oil is at 65.95 right now and continues to consolidate between that $16-$65 level. Gasoline, which has been losing momentum, it's at 218.26 today, down 247. So looking a little bit tired, and would really need an upper dynamic to reassert the bullish outlook there. I think the key point here is that the sell-off in equity markets has not really fed through to any of the other markets, so it remains an isolated incident at present. I'm not ruling out the fact that you might have some contagion over the next couple of days if we get some panicky selling, but there's no evidence that that is happening just yet. With the declines that we've seen, particularly in Europe and increasingly in the US, the S&P, at least the future, let me pull up the actual index, is down about 1% now. 0.995 of 1% the S&P is down. But what we can certainly say is that these trends have lost momentum. We've seen a number of downward dynamics, and to reaffirm those uptrends, they would need to move on to new highs. In an uptrend which is 4 years long and counting in duration, it doesn't pay to get increasingly bullish as the uptrend goes on. But I don't believe that there is enormous scope to be super bearish in here either. This does look more like a correction rather than a reversal. And with that thought, I will thank you for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.